we want to fully inform you about a pair of informational workshops for you crop producers that you want to get on your calendar. They're both taking place on the Kansas State University campus on consecutive days, and they'll get into precision crop production and management. Joining us once again is A.J. Sharda, a precision agricultural engineer with K-State Research and Extension, and Terry Griffin, cropping systems economist, also with Extension here at Kansas State. What we have, gentlemen, are two sessions, one right after the other, a planter school and a yield monitor school, August the 15th and the 16th, respectively. Terry, we'll take each of these one at a time, of course, and ask you to outline the premise of this planter school.
Sure, Eric. Planter technology has made a lot of strides in recent years. We have technology such as high-speed planting, active downforce, turn compensation, and so forth, being able to apply different rates across the toolbar. You know, every individual row unit can have variable rate technology. So a lot of technology exists today, and on campus and throughout the state, we're evaluating this technology on the experiment stations as well as on farms. And so we wanted to disseminate what we've learned, what works, what doesn't work. And so therefore, A.J. Sharda, myself, and others have put together this school on planter technology to occur here on campus at the Stanley Stout Center next month.
That's on August the 15th. And A.J., we'd ask you to go through some of the highlights of this program. You brought in some terrific expertise in this area to cover a bevy of topics, but you might elaborate on what you would consider the high points.
Looking at what Terry suggested in terms of a lot of technology which is out there, since this technology from a planter perspective it is getting bigger, more electronics involved, more sensing involved, it is a lot of cost involved as well. So people would like to have a perspective of what benefits it can bring to their production system. Mm-hmm. So just looking at all those things, we are bringing a variety of speakers. Our first speaker for that morning is going to be Paul Jessa. He is an extension engineer at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. He talks about planter settings for optimal in-season operation, how we should set our planter. He talks about selection of row cleaners and press wheels and, you know, typical settings which are very critical. People miss on small calibration aspects towards small repair maintenance over the winter aspect and some of the things which are very critical when you set your planter in the ground to get your seed in it. Planter downforce control has been another topic of research recently. We have been doing some research on our end. Another thing which we saw this year at the Farm Machinery Show, and there were lots of new products coming to the market, more for liquid nutrient application during planting. We will wrap this session with a talk from Dietrich Kasten from Kasten Farms. He has a remote sensing background. They have a very large operation. They use data very extensively. They invest in technology when they are absolutely sure that this technology is going to work for them. We will listen from a grower himself in terms of how those technologies are being implemented, be it for variable rate, you know, downforce or multi-hybrid. We would like to hear Dietrich's story in terms of what they have been learning over the past few years. We'll break for a quick lunch, and then we will have Joe Luck. He's an extension engineer with the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And we'll have our K-State research and extension team, including Terry Griffin, Ignacio CMPT, Lucas Haig, and myself. And we will quickly give a quick overview of what are different projects which are being taken up by research and extension people at UNL and at K-State, and then what are some of the newer information they can expect from us in the near future.
It's an attractive program and ought to hold high interest with producers out there. And there will be an opportunity for plenty of give and take. And you mentioned the session covering K-State's research into this area. Terry, that would potentially include discussion about the economics of utilizing the latest planter technology, right?
I sure will, Eric. So the thing is on economics is we know the cost side of this technology, and that's, you know, the costs are always easier to measure and estimate. Unfortunately, the benefits of this technology are still uncertain. The great thing is the engineering works. I mean, the technology, the equipment works. It's how we're going to use it to make the most ergonomic and economic sense out of it is where we're still conducting research, and we can describe the cost and what we think some of the benefits will be.
This will comprise the Planter School, hosted by K-State, along with the Kansas Agricultural Research and Technology Association, or CARTA, on the 15th of August. And it is an independent program, but we're also encouraging producers to take in the following session on the 16th of August. It's also at the Stanley Stout Center here on the K-State campus, and it will concentrate on yield monitors and their value in crop production. And to you, AJ, what is this program designed to do?
This program is designed from a perspective that we would like producers to appreciate the benefits of collecting a quality yield data, archiving it and using that data for crop input management decisions. So this school is all meant to give producers a quick overview of how to best utilize this technology for their own benefit.
That said, Terry, a quick overview of this program on the 16th, covering yield monitors. What do you consider some of the highlights?
So we're going to start off with our friend Lucas Haig. He's going to talk about his experiences with yield monitors. And this workshop would be complementary to the ones we did in the wintertime, where we were working with data that's already being collected and how to properly edit and clean that data. Well, this is the flip side. We're going to talk a lot more about calibration and calibration settings and the importance of doing so. I'm going to come in after Lucas and discuss how data can be used and collected. We've got several people on the agenda from industry and going to share some of the current technology, including not only the traditional pressure plate yield monitors, but also the optical yield monitor sensors that are introduced in some of the newer combines. We'll also, as I mentioned, the impact plate type sensors will be discussed. And also, you know, AJ, Ignacio Simapiti will also be on the agenda talking about their experiences and recommendations. And Ignacio spends a lot of time conducting on-farm experiments at field scales and using data from yield monitors as the yield observations. And so we're going to get different perspectives from different scientists as well as industry and some of the cutting-edge technology that will be commercialized soon. And we're going to end the day. Actually, we're going to come back to campus, back to the lab at the Bio and Ag Engineering Department, and look at the yield monitor stand that AJ has at his lab. AJ, can you tell us more about that?
Some hands-on exposure to yield monitor calibration there.
Yes, what we are planning that we would come back to the department, and we have a small grain elevator, and we have installed a brand new system for yield monitoring. We are monitoring the actual weight of the grain as it is coming in the bin using some load cells. So what we will do is we'll run different volumes or volume flow rates of the grain, and we will calibrate the grain yield monitor as it should be done in the field. Mm-hmm. We would like to highlight how these systems or sensors respond in terms of giving you an estimation of yield when there are flow rates when you are combining and less yielding areas versus better yielding areas, and then what are the benefits of creating a multi-point calibration curve for better estimation of yields.
Well, individually, these are great programs. Combined, they make 2 days' worth of exceptional information for the crop producer who's into precision technology and wants to sharpen their skills in the area of planter operation, management, and utilizing to the fullest yield monitor information and maintaining those yield monitors to gather that information. Now, one can attend either or both. How might they do so? What's the best way to register? Terry?
Well, we need to register on the CARTAonline.org website for the Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association. As we mentioned, this is free for CARTA members. Now, there's a nominal fee for non-members to offset the costs.
And the lunch included
and
with that
$25,
fee.
Yes. So go to the CARTAonline.org website, and we'll be sending out links. You'll start seeing those on Twitter and other places.
And once again, you would like registrations in no later than Wednesday the 10th for both of these. Go to cartaonline.org. That is the website for the Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association, which is a co-sponsor of these two events, along with K-State Research and Extension. Gentlemen, ought to be a lively couple of days at the Stanley Stout Center here on the campus for these. Good luck with them, and looking very forward to taking in what's presented at these workshops. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
And what's going on once again, a planter school and a yield monitor school hosted here on the K-State campus. Consecutive days, that planter school taking place August the 15th, and then the yield monitor school August the 16th, both again at the Stanley Stout Center, which is on the north edge of the K-State campus. A.J. Sharda and Terry Griffin will be on hand for both of those. A.J. is a precision agricultural engineer. Terry, a cropping systems economist, both with K-State Research and Extension.